A day after telling a campaign crowd, "The fundamentals of our economy are strong," Republican presidential nominee John McCain dedicated most of his 18-minute Tampa speech today to criticizing the damage that Wall Street's unbridled greed has done to the country's economy.
"We're going to put an end to the reckless conduct, corruption, and unbridled greed that have caused a crisis on Wall Street. We're going to put a stop to it."
McCain was joined on stage at the Tampa Convention Center by his wife Cindy, Senator Mel Martinez, former Florida Governor Bob Martinez, and former Senator Jack Kemp. McCain said that if he and his running mate, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, are elected in November, they would make sure the federal government protects the savings of Americans.
"Government has a clear responsibility to act in defense of the public interest, and that's exactly what I intend to do. We're going to make sure that Americans' accounts are protected. I pledge that the FDIC and the SBIC will have all the support they need to fully back the savings of the American people. Too many people on Wall Street have been recklessly wagering instead of making the sound investments we expected of them. And when their companies collapse, it seems only the CEOs escape the consequences."
During the speech, two pink-clad protesters from the peace group Code Pink held a banner that read, "You can't put lipstick on the economy," and were slowly escorted out of the hall by security. The remaining 2,000 or so supporters held signs that said McCain-Palin or Country First. They fanatically chanted USA, USA or Drill Baby Drill during McCain's remarks. The Arizona senator said that financial institutions need to be strongly regulated, but the many regulatory agencies are not doing their jobs.
"And there's so many of these regulators that the responsibility for oversight is scattered, unfocused, and ineffective. Among others, we've got the SEC, the CFTC, the FDIC, and the SBIC, and the OCC. The alphabet soup is there. But for all their big and impressive sounding names, the fact is they haven't been doing their job right, or else we wouldn't have these massive problems on Wall Street, and that's a fact."
McCain's motorcade from the Tampa airport consisted of 23 Tampa police and Hillsborough sheriff's motorcycles and 18 other vehicles, including marked and unmarked patrol cars. On the route to the convention center, the motorcade passed four homes with Barack Obama yard signs, but none with McCain signs. It stopped southbound traffic on I-275 and wound through neighborhoods in West Tampa and Hyde Park before a 15-minute stop at a home on South Orleans Avenue near Bayshore, reportedly so that McCain could film scenes for a television commercial. Closer to the convention center, police boats patrolled the mouth of the Hillsborough River and several dozen protesters waved signs under the watch of mounted police. Inside the venue, McCain claimed that the Democratic presidential nominee Obama wants to increase taxes.
"And the worst thing we can do in this bad economy, and it is a bad economy, is to raise people's taxes. I will not raise your taxes. Senator Obama wants to raise your taxes. I will be glad to stand in that position."
McCain listed several energy sources he said should be used to reduce the United States' dependency on imported petroleum, such as wind and flex-fuel automobiles.
"And my friends, it also means nuclear power and drill offshore and drill now." My opponent opposes nuclear power, and he opposes drilling offshore. My friends, you can't get there from here. And I want to tell you, right, drill, baby, drill. That's the..."
In fact, Obama has stated his support for nuclear energy and for expanded offshore oil drilling as part of a diverse energy portfolio. After this speech, WMNF asked Hillsborough County Commissioner Mark Sharp for his reaction.
"Oh, spectacular. I think there's a lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm. Thousands and thousands of people came out. They want to see the next president."
"And what do you think his chances are in Florida?"
"Oh, I think very good. I mean, the momentum is moving our way. The polls look real good, but you can just feel it in the air. People are looking for change, but they're also looking for experienced leadership. That's the beauty of this ticket. You get a twofer. You get people who believe in making things happen, but they've got the experience. They've gone up against their own party. Palin challenged her party, the Republican Party in Alaska. McCain challenged Republicans in Washington, D.C., and that's what we want. We want somebody who's not afraid of challenging the status quo that's going to make things better."